Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I seldom listen to any of the television evangelists, but almost every time I do, I hear one of them say, "I had a dream from the Lord," or "I had a vision last night," or "the Lord spoke to me this morning." Do you believe these men actually had direct communication from the Lord? Is it possible they are attributing their thoughts or wishes to the Lord speaking to them? I remember reading from a prominent psychologist who says the Lord told him to spend his time and talent in strengthening families. I wonder if the psychologist had such a strong desire to help families that he thought the Lord was speaking to him directly about his own dreams and aspirations. Are the men who say they have dreamed from the Lord or have received visions honest and sincere? I do not know, nor am I trying to judge them. I will leave that judgment to the Lord. In the days of Jeremiah, there were prophets who claimed God was speaking through them, but they were not telling the truth. God Himself said, "I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed." Jeremiah 23:25. Why would those ancient prophets pretend to have received direct communication from the Lord when they had not? What could possibly be men's motivation for lying? Jeremiah does not tell us, but it does not take a great amount of thought to suggest some of the reasons. They could have been lying in order to make money from their prophetic utterances. That was one of the motives for the false teachers in New Testament times. Peter speaks of false teachers who, through covetousness, would make merchandise of you. 2 Peter 2:3. Peter also mentioned Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 2 Peter 2:15. Maybe the lying of the prophets was to create a following and gain influence in the nation of Israel. It would not be the first time nor the last when a governmental leader or a religious leader lied to gain control of a church or of some other organization. No one likes to make such accusations, but every one of us knows that it is true. Presidents, congressmen, governors, and other public officials lie when it suits their purpose. Should we hold public officials accountable for their lying? What about religious leaders? Our modern religious leaders often claim to have divine revelation from God, just as the prophets in ancient Israel did. I do have a question for those who say they have a dream or a vision from the Lord. What did the Lord tell you that cannot be found in His Word? If it is not in His Word, how do you know it is true? If it is in His Word, why do you need the Lord to speak to you directly? Does not the Bible claim to be complete, to furnish us completely unto every good work? 2 Timothy 3:16-17. We have in the Bible all we need for life and godliness. The Word tells us how to become Christians and how to live for the Lord so at the end of our days we can die and go to heaven. What else do we need? I wonder how the television evangelists and similar preachers would actually react if the Lord did speak to them. The ones I hear who do use that kind of language do not seem to be overly impressed by the experience. I have never heard one of them speak of taking off his shoes since he was standing on holy ground. The truth of the matter is, from a scriptural viewpoint, the modern prophets and evangelists are not receiving divine revelation. They are inventing their messages and attributing them to the Lord. My friends, you know how serious it is to make a false claim. If you do not, please read Jeremiah 23 in its entirety. My friends, we thank you for listening to our messages today and throughout the week. Will you please continue to listen?